Not that I know of.
What about rhododendron?
I never have seen it here.
What do you call this? You see a lot of these trees around here. They're real big, and they have these big, shiny green leaves and these white flowers on it. See a lot of them, especially here in the South.
I know what you're talking about. Magnolia.
Magnolia tree. Okay. Talking about the person that you're married to, if somebody saw her and asked who that was, you'd say, that's my...
Why?
Mm-hmm. And if somebody saw you and asked her who you were, she'd say, that's my...
husband.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a woman whose husband is dead?
She's a widow.
She's a widow. Have you ever heard people talk about a woman whose husband's not dead, but he's just left her? She'd be a what?
Grass widow.
That's another new one on me. I hadn't heard that before I started doing this. I didn't know what a grass widow was.
Her husband's still living, just separated.
Do you have any idea why she's called a grass widow? Don't know?
Don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about the...
You hadn't heard that until you started?
No, I hadn't heard that until I started doing this. Didn't know who it was at all. When you were little, who was the person who was likely to give you a whipping if you needed one?
Mother.
Your mother? And what did you call your mother when you were little?
Mama.
And what about your father?
Daddy.
Called him Daddy. What about your father and your mother together are your...
parents.
What about... you're talking about your father's father. That's your...
grandfather.
And his wife is your...
grandmother.
What did you call your grandparents?
Grandpa and Grandma.
And what about your sons and your daughters together are called your... Say you have five...
grandchildren.
Okay. What about a name that a child is known by just in his family? It's just a name.
A nickname.
Have you ever heard that called a pet name?
Yeah.
What do you call this thing that it has wheels on it, you know, and it can move around, and you can put a baby inside it, and it'll lie down.
Baby carriage.
And you'd say, well, I think I'll put the baby in the carriage and go out and... what do you say you'd do?
And ride him around.
Ride him around. Okay.
Of course, now ours, we had put the babies in the carriage.
Oh yeah, right. So you had a big one, I guess.
Had a double.
Right.
Had older, had one.
Let's say if a man has three children, one's 5 years old, one's 10, and one's 15, you'd say the one that's 15 is the...
older than the others. Yes.
He's the oldest.
Oldest.
And talking about him in terms of being grown up, you'd say the one that's 15 is the...
more grown up.
Okay. You say, talking about your children are your sons and your...
daughter.
Or your boys and your...
boys and girls.
What about if a woman's about to have a baby, you say she's what?
Pregnant.
Have you ever heard that called anything else? Maybe somebody was joking about it or something like that?
Pregnancy, me saying, yeah.
Or expecting, or
expecting a baby.
Yeah. Have you ever heard somebody say she's in the family way?
Yeah, I heard that.
I was talking to a fellow in Troy. He said that he'd heard it called she'd swallowed a pumpkin seed.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Is that right? What about if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby? What would you call a woman that you might send for?
Let's see, that's a guy. I've heard it.